Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are shutting down their charitable foundation.
Yeah.
Partly because donations plummeted after the big 2022 Oscar slap.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, the foundation took in $2.1 million. But the following year, that's not bad. It's respectable.
Mm-hmm.
But after the slap, the following year, it was down to $365,870, which is an 83% drop.
Yikes.
So-called source claims Will and Jada were winding the foundation down anyway and wanted to concentrate on personal charitable donations instead. But records show that in recent years, I guess the foundation gave thousands to shady mental health organizations and spent funds on office equipment, computers, and, quote, bank overdraw fees.
That ain't good.
I don't know. You got to get the right manager. Like, I've seen people with good intentions.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to do the right thing, really wanting to help and make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Who just, they hired the wrong manager.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
You know, and they didn't know what was going on because, I mean, that's not what these celebrities do.
Right.
You know, they're not fund managers.
No. And it's hard. I mean, it's complicated.
Right.
It's not easy.
Now, Anthony Munoz, as an example, now that's a guy who, like, he's there. Like, he shows up.
Yep.
He's on site.
Yeah.
He's you know, involved. I'm told, watching every penny and all this. And yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Super involved, which you kind of have to be.
Yeah. When your name is on, I mean, it's the same with Kenny Anderson, you know, with the Ken Anderson Foundation Alliance, the Ken Anderson Alliance. He has always been super involved and engaged. And he moved here. He moved back here. He was living in Hilton Head and decided he wanted to be here so he could be involved on a daily basis. So
yeah,
it's hard. It's not something I would want to have so much of my own. If I were going to start a nonprofit, I would want to have so much money myself that I could pay top-notch people to just run it all for me.
You gotta sure though. You gotta be sure these so-called
and
top-notch
that's the thing
people
too,
that they're not skimming.
Well, just that they know what they're doing. Because you hire four different people for the same job, and they're going to run it differently, each and every one of them.
Yes.
So it's...
I would just have Fritz run it.
I'm bossy. I'll get
here
it done
go.
For you.
Yeah.
The only thing I would think would be hard is all of the pitches you have to do to keep pitching and pitching the charity.
Yeah, that's my problem is
it's the sales part of it.
Yeah. I have a hard... I can't ask people for money.
Mm-hmm.
I you know.
You can if it's for the greater good, though.
It's hard. It's hard for me to call up my rich friends and say, hey, you got an extra 10 or 20K laying around.
Yeah.
That you'd like to donate to this.
That's a talent.
It is a total talent.
I don't have that either.
I just don't have it.
No.
And that is fully understanding that rich people are constantly looking for tax write-offs. You know, they want to donate X amount of dollars or X percentage of their...
But the challenge that I would have is I have to convince them that our cause is more worthy
than
other causes, because I think those other causes are worthy too.
Yeah.
You know, you have all the animal charities and sick kids.
Oh, kids.
And like today is the Jersey Mike's Day of Giving, where they give to cancer-free kids,
which is just awesome.
Yeah.
All but it's 100% of proceeds.
100%.
Yeah. That's amazing that they do that. I can't even. How much money do they raise in a day?
I don't even
know. How many
know.
Millions?
Tons.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, so Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a new movie, a reboot, exactly. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer recently spoke about the future of his two franchises, Top Gun and Pirates of the Caribbean. And he said, with Top Gun, you have an actor who is iconic and brilliant. And how many movies he does before he does another, I can't tell you. But we're going to reboot Pirates. So that is easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors. Doesn't sound like we can expect the return of any of the main cast like Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, or Keira Knightley. Since Jerry doesn't share any other information, it's not clear if any characters or actors from the franchise will be back, but reboot implies that they're starting over from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll
see.
That was one franchise. I was getting ready to say the same thing.
I had family members that were just nuts, but they're huge Johnny Depp fans.
Yeah, but even in that role, he kind of looked really gross.
And creepy and, yeah.
Yeah, I saw at least one of them. They were pretty well done, although it wasn't...
For you.
Wasn't your thing.
Wasn't really my thing. I don't think they were making it for me.
Mm-mm.
Actress Christina Applegate revealed that she has 30 lesions on her brain.
Oh my gosh.
From multiple sclerosis.
She's got a pretty severe case, it sounds like.
Yeah, she said, the biggest one is behind my right eye. So my right eye hurts a lot. My hand starts to go weird. And then I'll get it like a seizure-y feeling sometimes in my brain. And Christina does say that. She says she's the worst MS-er, as she calls herself, because she'll go back to bed instead of stretching her muscles when she's having a bad day with pain.
Mm-hmm.
She says MS is like a mean girl who pushes back if she physically works herself too much.
Mm-hmm.
She says it sucks. I hate it so much, and I'm so mad about it. You can't overcome it. She says she prefers to speak truthfully about her MS journey because she didn't do that when she battled breast cancer in 2008. She said everything I was saying was a freaking lie. It was me trying to convince myself of something, and I don't think that really did a service to anyone. So with this, she's being a little more raw and honest about what she's experiencing, what she's feeling, what she's going through.
Mm.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's tough. I feel for her. Mm-hmm. I really do.
MS is one of those, you know, I know people who get diagnosed with it in their 20s and you would never know that they have it because, you know, their symptoms are just so mild.
Right.
I mean, I know somebody that's had it for 30 years and she's great.
Yes.
And then you have people like Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's scary. All right, Star Wars brand Blue Milk is hitting stores on April 17th. It's part of Lucasfilm's Imperial March, which is a celebration in the weeks leading up to Star Wars Day, which is, of course, May the 4th, as in May the 4th be with you.
And why is the milk blue, Jen?
I was going to say, is it really blue in the movie?
It's in only one scene in the Star Wars movies. It's from the 1977 original when Luke is talking to his aunt and uncle. That's the only scene it's in. But it's popular enough that they even serve it at Disney theme parks. This particular version is vanilla-flavored milk with blue food coloring, which, of course, you can make yourself pretty easily, but, of course, fans are going to want the official Star Wars merch that comes along with it.
Milk.
There we go.
You can drink blue milk.
Yeah.
You can drink blue milk. It's almost here.
All right.
I love that music so much. That music makes me so happy. It just does. It starts playing, and it just perks me up.
Well, if you're ever... wondering what the true lyrics were, now you know.
Now I know.
Blue milk, blue milk.
That's it.
Yeah. Dun-dun. All right. Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson thinks the front row seats at a concert should be the most reasonably priced, not the most expensive.
We agree with him.
And his reasoning for that is pretty simple. It's for the real fans. He said, you know, people who are kids, people who can't afford the crazy money. But they are people that need to be down the front. You know, these are the people that are going to keep the music alive, which is why we need them up front.
Yeah.
You know, it's for our benefit, too, as an artist. Bruce thinks the ticket prices are all way too high these days. He says, I've got no interest in paying $1,200 to go and see U2 in the Sphere.
Right.
You know, no way. $100 maybe. But for me, what's important is to try to keep the right type of tickets at the right price. But how do you do that, though?
I don't even know how you do it anymore.
You can't.
He says there's a delicate balance with pricing, but in general, it's gone through the roof. So he tries to keep the prices for both solo and Iron Maiden shows within a normal range. But again, I don't know how even as the artist you're able to control that.
I don't think you can. I mean, I was looking at front row seats for the New Kids here in Cincinnati. And they're like $1,200 a piece.
Oh, that's nothing, though. The cheapest ticket for Taylor in Indianapolis, the nosebleed obstructed view ticket is $1,500.
You can't compare Taylor Swift, though, to
any saying, like, it's insane.
It is nuts.
No, but the $1,200 that you mentioned for New Kids, that was for what? What do you
One
get
One ticket, front row.
Riverbend.
Oh, whoa,
Riverbend.
Yeah, front row.
Yeah. But how do they do it with the fan clubs and stuff? I used to be in the Kenny Chesney fan club, but I'm not anymore. So do they give like a certain number of tickets up front to the New Kids and then the New Kids fan club sells them?
I think so. I think there's a...
But can they sell those? Like if I'm in the fan club, can I resell it?
You can resell like the platinum...
Badges and stuff?
Yeah. Where you get to go... backstage and do all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. What do you get to do backstage with the New Kids? Is it over the top amazing or is it just a picture?
It is your standard meet and greet. And
it's
not
even a meet and greet. It's called pick
backstage, yeah. You know, because people, when you say you got backstage passes, in your mind, you think you're hanging out backstage, right? You're just kind of. Look, you're in the middle
I'm in the dressing
of all. I'm going to hang with the guys. I'm going to have a bunch of selfies with the guys.
Right. We're hanging out. No, it's not. It's a meet and greet. You stand in a line for a couple of hours, and then you get a whopping 15 to 20 seconds where you walk up, you say hi to everybody, you get in a pose, they take a picture, and then you move along.
Now, do I get a picture with just me and them, or is it me and like a group?
What?
There are tiers where it can be just, you know, you and your friend or you and your by yourself with the five guys, but
it's more expensive.
Yeah. Most of it is like if there's five guys, there's 10 of you in the picture. So, yeah, you're flanking.
That's how it was when you and I met the New Kids. There were like five or six of us in the picture. Yeah,
that's how they do it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how they do it.
So when you pay more for individual pictures, do you get one with each guy? Or is that a different tier?
No, I don't know if that tier is even an option.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. And the thing is there are women that do that in multiple cities.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Drew Lachey told me once he knew a woman that spent $80,000 in a summer just buying. Yeah.
Well, you know, these blockheads, man, they're getting to that age where they got the money now.
They got the money and it's their favorite thing on the planet.
They got a little money put away, you know?
And you start, and you do.
They're empty nesters. Kids are off to college.
How much money she could have saved? She could have flown to Cincinnati. And went to Lachey's bar and saw Drew and Nick in one little moment.
It's crazy.
I remember when that bar was open, Nick Lachey, myself, and Scott were taking shots of Jameson, like on the side of the bar one time, just hanging.
You just reminded me of something really freaky that happened to me in my life over the weekend. So
you were taking Jameson shots?
Not quite. And I may have oversold it, so hold on. But I was looking on, I think it was Facebook, and it said that Nick's home had sold, his old home.
Here, yeah.
Right. In Columbia.
Yes. $2.75 million. Now, I don't think I have ever seen pictures of his home before. I do not recall ever seeing pictures of his home before. So I started looking at him, and I get to the picture of the pool, and I'm like stunned because no lie, a dream I had. And I don't even remember. It's been a year or two at least since I had this dream. Mm. And the fact that I even remember it is crazy. But I had a dream. I was at a pool party at Nick Lachey's house hanging out with him and Vanessa. And that was the pool.
Oh. Same pool?
That was the pool.
Did you ever watch Newlyweds?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, this is his house here.
I know, but it was on the show. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. No. I'm like.
It could have been implanted in your brain and you just didn't.
But you see, I remember the dream, having the dream and waking up from the dream. And I'm like, I wonder where this house is. I don't think that's a Cincinnati house, just by the view. I'm like, but it doesn't look like California either. And I could just remember having all of these questions about this dream that I had. But it was totally the pool.
I think you teleported back in time.
You
to another time and dimension. Yeah, like an alternate universe.
Possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did Nick have on?
Weird.
Swimsuit?
Did you shorts have a, and a very
did
tight
Did you have on a
t-shirt?
Bikini?
Too funny, though.
That's yeah. fun.
But that was when I saw the picture of the pool, it kind of freaked me out a bit because I was immediately like, I think I would remember if I'd seen picture because I was excited. I'm like, oh, I've always wondered what his house looked like. You know, I always thought, wonder what it is.
Yeah, it's a nice little enclave mm-hmm. back there. What else?
Robert Pattinson is a dad.
Oh, did they have the baby?
They welcomed their free. Yes, he and Suki Waterhouse had the baby.
Aww, how cute.
Don't know if it's a girl or a boy yet, but yeah.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Rachel.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
I'm doing great. Got your three headlines here. If you pick the real one, you're going to go to the Cyclones game this weekend, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right, so is it A? Woman bragged to cops she had 4 pounds of cocaine in her hoo-ha. Is it B? Man boasts to police he drank 2 bottles of tequila after he crashed into a house. Or C? A guy bragged to cops that he drove 170 miles per hour.
I would say C.
It is C.
170?
Yeah. 170.
Dang.
That's pretty quick.
Yay.
I know.
Yeah, if you do break the law and get arrested, maybe don't brag about how much you broke the law. I don't know that helps you. A police officer near Indianapolis clocked a Mustang going 84 in a 55 on Saturday and tried to pull the guy over, but the guy took off thinking he could lose, and they got into a high-speed chase. Cops say he hit speeds of over 100 miles per hour.
That's fast.
It's not clear what the idiot's top speed was, but he claims it was closer to 200. The driver was 20-year-old Michael Stancato. The chase ended when he hit a curb. Yeah, you don't want to hit a curb at that speed.
Mm-mm.
Luckily, he survived. He was uninjured, and he had to be wrestled to the ground and tased. After they had him in custody, he started bragging about it and told a cop he saw his speedometer hit 170.
Whoa.
Oh.
Now, you know, they haven't said if that's true or not, if they can even confirm that, but he can expect it to come up in court, that's for sure, yep. Since it came from his mouth.
Yep.
He had the right to remain silent. He chose not to. So they arrested him for criminal mischief, criminal recklessness, and resisting arrest. My mother told the story once when she was, I guess, in college. She and some friends took a road trip, and they were trying to get back, and it was late at night, and they were on a state highway, so like not an interstate,
mm-hmm.
but think of like a state highway where it's the sort of like the double A, one of those types of roads. And, you know, they were tired and they wanted to get back because, you know, they didn't have money for a hotel. They were kids and they were exhausted. It's in the middle of the night. And so she's speeding. Like she's, you know, kind of driving like a maniac. She admitted that she was driving way too fast because mm-hmm. she wanted to get there.
Right.
So that she could sleep.
Right.
And a cop was hiding, chased after her, pulled her over. And as he was explaining, I don't remember how fast she was going, but she was probably going 80, 90 maybe even pushing 100 miles an hour. And the cops said, when you're going that speed, you know, I'm not pulling you over to be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're going that speed, you're going so fast that you are overshooting your own headlights.
Oh, wow.
So you
have. Really?
Yeah. So if something pulls out in front of you, or if there's a curve in the road that you're not familiar with,
mm-hmm.
since you're not from here.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea how dangerous that is.
Yeah.
Was the point he was trying to make.
You're overshooting your headlights.
You're overshooting your own headlights.
Wow.
That's how fast you, you know, at that speed, he seemed to.
Yeah. See, I would never drive that fast at night.
During the day.
On a desolate road.
You can see everything.
State highway. Yeah.
It's easy with cars these days.
With cars.
If you're on the interstate, because you don't feel, I mean, back in the day, you hit 70, the car would start to shake. Now you can be going 90 and it feel like you're doing 20. Just the ride is just so smooth that
right.
you would, and you look down and you're like, oh crap.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm going way faster.
Mom just went to Carry Toyota
mm-hmm.
and she got
good people.
Yeah, but she got a brand new Grand Highlander
uh-huh.
and she let me drive it. And I did just that. I looked down. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going 85.
Oh, yeah.
I had no, it felt so smooth.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
I do it in my mom's Sienna when we drive to Florida.
Yeah.
It'll
you don't
happen.
Even notice.
Yeah. I'm going really fast.
I know.
It's crazy.
But like at that speed, if God forbid, you know, if a deer or something
oh, yeah.
comes down in front of you.
There's no stopping.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.